how much have you waited for this opportunity to finally be an Aggie to play in front of the crowd here?
Oh, it's great. I love this team. I love the atmosphere of opening day. Like, there's nothing like it.
What was the first game like for you? Obviously, I had some success offensively as well.
You know, I had a lot of nerves going out there before. Like, you got the butterflies, of course, but I just tried to stay composed, and I had people like Shu and other guys just having my back the whole time, and Cole did a great job at setting the tone for the game, didn't get many ground balls early or anything. Like, he just struck guys out, put guys down.
So a little piece on you talking about there. So, I mean, did they play a part? I mean, for you that's played so many baseball games?
I mean, I'm always nervous no matter what. Like, it's just part of the game. I love playing the game. I'm going to get nerves because, you know, I love it.
What'd you take away from your approach to the plate tonight, being there in the two hole, being able to get their starter to a high pitch count early on?
Yeah, just like Coach Bull was telling us, that we need to stick to our approach at the plate, and I think as a whole we did a great job at that. We put a lot of good swings on balls. You know, we put pressure on the defense, and hopefully we can do it again tomorrow.
How about the drag bunt? Is that something that you just saw, or was that called, or what?
Yeah, it was actually like called from the dugout. I was hoping that I could get it a little more close to the line so that Foster could score, but obviously it was the pitcher fielded it and beat it out. But
how dangerous can this lineup be, especially when, you know, lower half of it was Frizzell, as good as he could be, and obviously Foster, it looks like he's cut down his swing and been swinging missing in his swing, and he's hitting in the eight hole. You don't even have Coleman on a night like tonight,
yeah.
But how dangerous can this lineup
be? Oh, we had great production from the bottom half of the lineup, and they were the ones that kind of started the, you know, the rallying going for us, but Foster had a great night out of the plate. Will had a good night at the plate. There were a lot of guys that, you know, just put good swings on balls and had great days.
How about the relationship with Braden Shoemake up the middle with him moving over to shortstop this year?
You know, me and Shoe actually lived together along with Logan Foster and Nolan Hoffman, two other kids from Nebraska, but we have a really good relationship already, and I think he kind of keeps me calm for the most part, so –